You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone. Kathy Quinn here on KC Forum every single Sunday, right here on this radio station. And can you believe that Thursday is Thanksgiving? It's just gone so fast. This year has just flown. I cannot wait. And of course, the plaza lighting. Remember, Thursday, the elders are going to play during and after the plaza lighting. So don't want to miss it. They say it's going to be kind of cool. So remember to bring a blanket or a coat and some chairs and just have a great time. And we're going to have a great time this morning. We're going to talk about Partners in Primary Care located at some of your Walgreens around town. It's an interesting program. It's all sorts of activities. The Nova Center, it's been around for years, and you may not even know about it. So what does the Nova Center do for the community? We'll let you know coming up. First up, I'd like to welcome Megan and Christy to the show this morning. We are going to talk about a GoFundMe page that I read, and I know there are lots and lots out there, but this one really, really touched me. This was about, Megan, this was about your son. Tell us about it.
So my son, Carl Joseph Guerrera, had been diagnosed with a brain tumor about a year ago. They thought it was a slow-growing tumor, and unfortunately, he started about 2 months ago having some side effects to the tumor in his brain, and found out on November 11th, when he went into the emergency room, that the tumor has almost doubled in size, and they needed to remove it right away. So the tumor is also located next to a very large artery in his brain, so it makes the surgery pretty concerning, but we're going to believe that all is going to go well. He is a mechanic by trade, so he's going to be off for 8 to 10 weeks from work, and he'll undergo surgery at KU Med Center on November 26th.
Megan, how old is he?
So he's 26 years old and a father of three beautiful children.
Oh.
And a husband to a wonderful wife, Nicole. So,
And what were the side effects? What was it that you were able to notice? Was he dizzy? Was he slurring his words? What happened?
So he started not being able to have some tingling in his arms and legs. And then he started having peripheral vision, to where his vision got real blurry and to the point where at one point he couldn't see out of his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But that has come back, but it kind of goes in and out, and then severe migraine. I mean, he'd never had a headache in his life.
Wow.
So all of a sudden now he's got all this going on, and two twin girls that are two and a four-year-old son. So
wow.
Quite a bit going on there.
Oh, absolutely. So let me ask you then, at this point, so he's going to have the surgery, and they believe they'll be able to get it out by then?
Yeah, they believe they'll get as much of it out as possible, but due to the fact that it's entwined into this main artery, there's a chance they may not be able to get all of it, so he may have to undergo radiation. But we won't know that until after they get in there and kind of see what's going on.
Wow. All right. So is he able to work right now? Is he able to do anything right now?
So right now he's at home getting ready for the surgery on this coming Tuesday. So he's kind of getting prepped and getting his family ready. So,
okay.
And so he's off this weekend, and then he will be undergoing at 11:30 on Tuesday morning.
All right, so we're going to have a lot of people out there. Please, you know, keep him in your prayers, Carl.
Yeah.
And so we've got Christy on the line. And Christy, you've organized a fundraiser. Explain that, please.
I run a business that's called Queen of Hearts Poker. We do fundraisers for all kinds of charity organizations. And we come together with the community and have a big Texas Hold'em tournament at Five Pockets in Blue Springs.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking absolutely for as many poker players out there as we can get, because all of the proceeds from this fundraiser go straight to CJ and his family.
Okay. Oh, you call him CJ?
Yes.
Aww.
Carl. Yeah.
Aww, Carl. So, you know what, Megan, it doesn't matter how old they are. They're always your babies. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Gosh, and it just, I will let you know that having had a sister with a brain tumor many, many years ago when there wasn't anything going on that they could do about it, she's still with us and she's still wonderful. So that will give you a little bit of hope, you know. They have so much more these days, you know it?
Yes, and we're just so, we're overwhelmed with the fact that we have such a wonderful hospital like KU Med, you know, and the wonderful surgeons and stuff. I mean, you know, we're just very lucky to have that kind of hospital available to us in Kansas City.
They come from all over the world to go to KU.
Yes, and we have one of the top surgeons in the world that are going to be working on him. So we're very, very lucky.
Oh, so they have several neurosurgeons?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there'll be Dr. Shimon, I believe is, I hope I'm saying that correctly, will be his surgeon.
All right. So when we're talking about the GoFundMe and then this latest fundraiser, so obviously, does he work for himself? Is that why?
No, he works at Odessa Auto Automotive, which is the big auto auction in Grandview. And they've been wonderful, but, you know, they're still going to be medical bills and you know, and regular bills, and they have three kids, and it's going to be a real hard on mom to be able to take care of those little ones when they want to crawl all over daddy, you know, and be there and hold him and hug him, and they won't be able to do that for, you know, several weeks while he's trying to recover at home, and to just try to get him, you know, into a daycare. So, well, we've got a daycare for him so that they can go there during the day a little bit. To evenings will still be a little rough, you know, and weekends, but at least that'll give them a little bit so that it's not too much, you know, for everyone.
Sure. What is lovely is I was reading the GoFundMe page where it is from, I believe, his sister-in-law.
Yeah.
She organized it.
Yes.
And it's wonderful because she says, Carl is always helping others, putting everyone's needs above his own. I want nothing more than to reciprocate this kindness. Wow.
Well, you know, he works on cars, and as you know, if you have a car problem, it can be pretty expensive, right? And CJ is always trying to help somebody who's got a car problem, you know, and trying to get him the best deal and help him on the side and do whatever he can. And, you know, he just gives his shirt off his back to someone. He's always doing that. We had a friend of ours who needed some help watching his little girl one time when they had a family emergency, and my son and his wife stood up and took care of him, and he wrote a great note on Facebook saying, hey, when we were in need, your son was right there to help us, and we just appreciate it.
Aww.
And that's just the way he is, and his wife. They are always there for others and would do anything, and you know, now it's a time that they could really use some extra help. So
to find the GoFundMe page, it's Carl Guerrero's Brain Surgery Recovery Fund. What would you say to other people other families who might be going through the same thing, Megan and Christy? What do you think? Advice for them?
Absolutely. Just stay strong and have faith in your community, because they will provide for you when you need it.
I would agree with that 100%. I think prayer is what you've got, you know, and your family and your friends. It's amazing you realize when you're in these kind of situations how many people that you didn't even think about that maybe you haven't talked to in 2 years that will send a little message to you and say thank you, and we're thinking of you, and prayers to you and your family. You know, it's overwhelming sometimes, but it's so amazing how much people are, you know, so caring and such big hearts.
We do have really big hearts here in the Midwest. I totally, totally believe that. If someone's hurt, you know, I work in news, obviously, and then we put a story on, I mean, boom, they're there to help.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
Absolutely.
Well, Megan, I wish you well, and Christy as well. We are going to keep him in our prayers. And Christy, just give us more information on the fundraiser.
Absolutely. They can reach us at Queen of Hearts Poker on Facebook if they want more information. Mm-hmm. We will accept donations at the door. It is a $40 entry fee if they want to play in the Texas Hold'em tournament. We will have silent and live auctions. We have a lot of great prizes that are going to be up for grabs from Mahomes memorabilia.
Oh, wow.
And this also includes an all-you-can-eat taco buffet. That's part of their entry fee. We will do some 50-50 raffles. And the great folks at Side Pockets and Blue Springs have made some donations as well. And they were a wonderful group of people letting us put this on at their facility.
That's wonderful.
And it's Saturday, November 26th.
Okay, perfect.
Saturday, November 30th.
I'm sorry, November 30th. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
That's
November
okay, Megan. Okay, Saturday.
November 30th. Registration is at 5:30.
All right, very good. Ladies, thank you so very much. Good luck with the fundraiser, and he's in our prayers.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
really
Kathy.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I don't look any different than you, but I have type 1 diabetes.
You can't outgrow type 1 diabetes.
It's not caused by your diet. It's not caused by anything you did.
It's kind of hard to live with it.
It's not easy. I do need to check my sugar a lot, my levels.
If you see someone with an insulin pump or pricking their finger and you want to know more about T1D, just ask them.
T1D looks like me.
T1D looks like me.
Learn more about type 1 diabetes at jdrf.org.
Good morning, everyone. If you're just tuning in, this is KC Forum, and we are talking to Ms. Gail Williams from the Nova Center, developmental support since 1980. And I have to admit, Gail, when I went to the Nova Center earlier, we did a Pay It Forward, and you can see it on our website. You know, I'll go look at Pay It Forwards, and also on Monday morning during the show. It's a really well-kept secret, and you guys have been doing this a long time.
Yes, we started in 1980, June of 1980, with just a very small group. We had 12 students. They were school-age students at that time. And we have grown throughout the years, so we have been around a long time.
So explain, it was yourself and your husband and a bunch of parents.
Yes, it was a small group of parents. They were not happy with the education that their special needs kids were receiving. They mortgaged their houses, two of them mortgaged their houses and for startup money, incorporated as a not-for-profit, and started Nova Center. They asked Kerry to run it, which he did for a little over 38 years. As our students grew and their needs changed, Nova changed along with them. When they graduated from school, we developed the day program for adults, 21 and over. Mm-hmm. And then as they needed housing, we developed the residential program, and we had a sheltered workshop. We had a transitional workshop at Blue Valley Industries for a short time, but now we no longer have that. But we do have employment services where we work with the individuals to train them into hopefully a competitive job.
All right. So let's go through, as you mentioned, some of the services. These are for adults. It more or less, when they age out of the system, and then you take them further on.
Well, yes. Now, we still have the school. It's located in Independence. So
okay.
We do have the school program for children 5 to 21.
Oh, okay.
And our residential program, we serve both children and adults. The day program is people 21 and over.
And that's where we were earlier.
Right.
Okay, the day program. And the young man we spoke with, Casey, had been in a bad car accident.
Yes.
And he's going to pay it forward to the person who takes care of him. His mother says and told me, had it not been for Jeremiah, that he would not be walking. He had a head injury, and I saw him exercising. I mean,
right.
He was, in the exercise room. This is incredible.
Right. He was in a wheelchair when he came to us, and it's kind of funny. Jeremiah said, well, I never read the report saying that he wouldn't be able to walk. So Jeremiah worked with him and worked with him. And so you saw the end result today.
Gosh, that's got to feel so rewarding.
You know, I love my job. I probably should be retiring, but I love it so much, I'm not ready.
and I'm very sorry your husband passed
About a year ago.
And so you're carrying on what he did for some, with the both of you did. What makes you keep going besides loving it?
Well, you know, we have wonderful staff here. We have long-term staff. Some have been here 25 years. And, you know, it's like a family. It's just a wonderful place to come, and we all have the same goal in mind of supporting these individuals. And, you know, where else can you go to work and you get a hug from the people you support every day?
I don't think anywhere.
And it's not harassment.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so kind of explain the people, if there are people out there who, you know, think, well, could this be for my relative? Could this be for someone that I know? Explain the type of people who are involved with Nova Center.
You mean the consumers, the people we support?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, well, they have to have a developmental disability, which is, you know, something that happened to them before age 21. Mm-hmm. Our funding source is the Missouri Department of Mental Health. Referrals come from Kansas City Regional Office, which is part of the Department of Mental Health, and the Jackson County ETOS. We get our referrals from those places.
Oh.
They have to have certain funding levels from them before we can support them.
Okay. And so over the years, do you have a story that sticks out in your mind to kind of show what, you know, besides Casey, is there someone that just sticks out in your mind you could tell us about?
Well, there is. He is 27 now. He was 8 years old when he came to us. He was taken from his natural home because of abuse, neglect, abuse, just horrific situation. He has autism. He's nonverbal. He initially was very, very aggressive. He would hit staff, bite staff. He was in Western Missouri Mental Health Center right before he came to us, and they assigned 3 staff to this one individual. Over the years, he's still nonverbal. He's not aggressive. He's in our day program now, and he's also in our residential program. So this young man had terrible odds to survive. I mean, his home life, you wouldn't believe what he had to go through. Mm. So he has a very soft spot in my heart.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Okay, so you have several different locations, right, Gail?
Well, the day programs are, you know, where you were today. Mm-hmm. The school is in Independence. The residential, we have 9 individual houses. We have 24 people in our residential program in 9 different locations. We want it to be very home-like. Employment Services, the office is located here where the day program is. And we have, it's a small group setting, and we train them in interview skills, how to fill out an application. We do an assessment on their interests, find out what kind of jobs they're interested in, take them out in the community and do job support with them if they need support on the job.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what people in the community can do to help Nova Center.
Oh, my. Well, they can donate. We're trying to build a pavilion. We call it a pavilion in the back. We have a lot of land in the back of our building, and we need something that is covered because a lot of our individuals are on medications. They can't be out in the sun. So we want something that's covered, kind of like a shelter house.
Gotcha.
Like a park shelter house where we can go and, you know, have picnics and take them outside in the fresh air and not have to worry about sunburn and, you know, effects of their medication and things like that.
Very good. If you all out there would like to know more about Nova Center, it's novacenter.org. Look it up and you can find out all about it. It was just wonderful to see Casey, and you can watch him once again on fox4kc.com/payitforward and see him honoring the person who helped him walk again. So thank you so very much, Gail, and good luck with Nova Center.
Well, thank you so much, all right, Kathy.
Thank you.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
T1D looks like my brother.
T1D looks like a friend.
Type 1 diabetes can be living in anyone.
Type 1 diabetes is when your pancreas doesn't produce insulin. It's not caused by your diet. It's not caused by anything you did.
Type 1 diabetes can be very serious.
Blindness, amputation.
Help JDRF find a cure today. Learn more about type 1 diabetes at jdrf.org.
We're back now with KC Forum. Kathy Quinn here, and Stacy Holt is joining me right now. And we are going to be talking about a very special program in Kansas City, Partners in Primary Care. How are you today, Stacy?
I'm great, Kathy. How are you?
I am doing very, very well. And it was interesting, we met you over at the Tiny Homes with, you know, the Veterans Program, and kind of explain what your program is all about.
We're a senior-focused care medical center. We focus on Medicare Advantage patients, take care of the senior population in Kansas City area.
And what were you doing for the veterans?
We had worked with some of our patient ambassadors and put together hygiene kits, and we ended up donating 200 hygiene kits to the veteran community.
Where are you all located?
We have 8 locations in Kansas City area, and 4 of those locations are co-located within a Walgreens. We our locations are in Independence, Olathe, Midtown, in Wyandotte on State Avenue, and then the co-located centers are in Grandview, Overland Park, Raytown, and in the Gladstone area in the Northland.
All right, so kind of explain how this all got started.
You know, everyone is living to be older. The senior population continues to grow, and we want to help people live the best life that they possibly can and continue to enjoy aging and stay healthy.
How can they get involved, and how if they want to know more about it?
What they need to do is call our office, and we can get them the information they need. We can get them scheduled an appointment, or if they have any questions, we can have them reach out and get in contact with one of our patient relations professionals, and they'll be able to help answer questions. We're staffed with board-certified physicians, and we have RN care coaches. We have a behavioral health coach, a behavioral health specialist. We have social workers. We have pharmacists who are embedded into the practice. So we're able to touch every aspect of your holistic health care.
I think what I thought was really interesting, the community rooms. Talk about that and the community room.
The community, so every location has a community room, and they are a lot of fun. They offer education. They offer activities. Some of the education we offer, some of them have food demo cooking classes. Some of them have financial classes. Some have Medicare 101 classes. We also offer some if you have a benefit, an insurance benefit of Silver Sneakers. We have Silver Sneakers in some of our classes. We also have bingo. It's just a place for seniors to come and have that socialization that sometimes they miss out on. We have a monthly birthday party. We have movie days. So it's a lot of fun.
And you know what's kind of cool is you have not been around that long, fairly new, but it's very popular.
It is. We are going on our 3rd year in Kansas City, and have just celebrated with the co-located locations with Walgreens our first year.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so do you plan on expanding?
Well, you know, that's to be seen. That's to be seen. So we hope to continue to grow, and as we age, that would, you know, then if the need is there, then that would be fantastic.
What is the website, Ms. Stacy?
It's partnersinprimarycare.com.
All right, and then just kind of tell me the people that have been coming to it, and they probably go, wow, I didn't realize this was here, you know?
It is. It's been fantastic. We get a lot of people that come in, and they have a lot of questions, because one of the things that's different about our centers is we spend a lot of time with you. Your first visit with the physician is going to be a minimum of 40 minutes, and that's with the physician. That's not with the medical assistant. That's not your prep time. So they come in, they're spending face-to-face time with the provider. Your visits after that are 20 to 30 minutes with the provider. So we take an extensive amount of time with the patient.
You know, and that's unheard of, really.
It is. It is. So we really make sure that we take the time to really listen to you and develop that bond and treat you as family.
All right, we're talking to Stacy Holt from Partners in Primary Care, and if you'd like to know more, go to their website. Is there a number they can call? Let's say they don't have the internet.
If they don't have the internet, they can call any of the locations. I would say the best number for them to call Kathy would be 816-946-6930. And we would be able to help you get you in touch with any location that's close to you.
All right, excellent. So bottom line, you like your job. You like this. You sound passionate about it. Because why?
Because every single day we get to make a difference. And people also make a difference in our lives.
Oh, I love that. Thank you very much, Stacy. Have a happy Thanksgiving and good luck. We'll check in with you a little bit later on, see how things are going. Maybe we'll get to talk to, you know, a patient to see how much this means for them.
Oh, that would just be great, Kathy. We do have patient ambassadors that are very passionate about our care model, and they actually helped us put together those veteran care kits.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kathy. Have a great day, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. That's it for us this week. Kathy Quinn here. Couldn't do it without Katie Connors, executive producer, and Drina Byrne, associate producer. Also, Ed Walker getting us on the air. Doug Medlock, he is the voice. And, of course, the elders, they're going to be playing the Plaza Lighting Ceremony. So if y'all want to go, they will be playing on the stage around lots of other talented people. And then they'll have a concert from 7 to 8, and that should be so much fun. So everybody, we'll see you down there. If you do, come on and say hi, and we will see you soon. Happy Thanksgiving. Until next time, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.